you've got your Bibles, you might want to have them open in these, but we're going to flick through some other scriptures as well as we go through this evening. Love. Well, a well-known singer once sang, "Love, love changes everything." And it does. But that's the prior love, the love that comes from God, is the love that transforms things. And as we come to these scriptures tonight, I'm wanting to look at that aspect that we call love. But I want us to take what the Bible says seriously. Now, the Bible's full of promises of what we will get and what will happen. And God will give us gifts, and yes, he does. I was struck as I was reading something this morning where it said this: speaking in tongues, it's a gift of the Spirit. Speaking lovingly is a fruit of the Spirit. And sometimes we are so concerned about what we get that we do forget how we are meant to use what God has given us. And we're going to take words seriously. I don't know about you, I like to watch sometimes adverts and think how stupid they are. I say that with all pure judgment, of course. And some of them are really strange. Also, other things that are strange are the instructions you get with things. I mean, IKEA furniture instructions, you need a degree to interpret those pictures into whatever you're going to be building. But I don't know if you've had new tablets lately from the doctor, and they come with this list of things. And it starts off, do not take this tablet if you're allergic to anything in it. I mean, do you really need to write that down? Who is it that once thought, I'm allergic to this, but I'm going to take it anyway? We have some strange things. And then you've got those adverts. I think it's for dishwasher tablets and washing machine tablets, you know, for cleaning your clothes. And it says at the end, it goes through all these great things, and it says, keep out of the reach and sight of children. I think that's wisdom. To just keep out of the sight of children. I don't know if it's talking about me who's got to be kept out, but when Jesus is talking to his disciples and talking to us, very often we channel what we hear to what we want it to say. We funnel it down to what we want God to say, because actually, if you read the Bible as a whole, there's some uncomfortable truths. And today I'm going to talk about love. Now, as you look at the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, and the verse, let me just find Galatians chapter 5. Here we go. Pulled the ribbon out that I had in place here. It says this, verse 22 of Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is, what's the first one? Love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. And this parable, this analogy that Jesus is talking about in John 15, about the vine, talks about fruit. You will bear no fruit except through me. And then in the Galatians, we got the fruit of the Spirit is love. And so if we're going to bear the fruit of God, it's going to start when we are involved with him. Let's go back to the John 15 passage. We've got two Johns tonight, so it's going to get confusing, but we'll try and get there. And in verse 9, it starts this way: as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. There's a very strong analogy to actually there's an example to follow. As God has loved us, so we must love in the way Jesus has shown us. He goes on to say, if you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. And then it goes down, and then verse 17 it says, this is my command. Love each other. Very simple phrase. It's interesting as you get towards the end of Matthew's gospel, Jesus says, go into all the world, making disciples of all nations, teaching them what I have commanded. And if you look through the New Testament, the only command that Jesus gives above that of the Ten Commandments is this: love one another. This was important to Jesus. He repeats it many times about the fact that we need to truly love one another. And in the analogy here between the vine and bearing fruit and the fruits of the Spirit is if we're not loving, we're not showing the fruits of the Spirit. What's love mean? Well, another passage which you will know well, 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind. And you can list all those things. Often the passage that's read at many a wedding, it's chosen because it's got the word love in. But the love here is a deep love. It's not the erotic love. It's the deep, passionate, godly love for one another. Which means we need to learn to be patient with one another. That's hard, isn't it? Lord, make me patient, and I need it now. We need to be really caring, sacrificial for one another, giving to one another. Jumping across to the 1 John 5. Everyone who believes in Jesus is Christ, is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. Loving God and carrying out his commands is a challenge, isn't it? If you truly love someone, you don't want to hurt them. If you truly love someone, you want to honor them. And Jesus is telling his disciples to love each other and love one another. And that very famous verse from John's Gospel: God loved the world so much. He gave his only son. He gave the most precious thing. He gave the most intimate thing for the world. And so, as we get the challenge to bear fruit, in reality, bearing fruit is to show the characteristics of God in our lives. And I think often we use bearing fruit to see church growth. Well, that could be a consequence of bearing the spiritual fruit that Jesus calls us to bear. Let's look at Galatians chapter 5 again. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. That's hard, isn't it? It's hard enough to have love. The second one is going to hurt. Joy. You see, knowing God should bring joy. Oh, there are some miserable Christians around though, isn't there? It's not fair. I don't like church because of this, and I find this a problem. And it's always that lack of joy. But we should have joy because of what God has done for us. The psalm that we read at the beginning of the service, Psalm 98, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Why? Because we owe it to God because of what he has brought us. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. That's being at peace with one another and at peace with God. For us to be at peace, we need to cancel debts that we have with one another. For us to be at peace, the fruit of abiding in Christ is knowing God is there and close to us at all times. Forbearance. Well, a bit like patience, isn't it? Forbearance. But it's also putting up with things that are not necessarily what we would want. How often do we want people to do everything in the way we want them to be done? If only everybody did things my way, the world would be a better place. And sometimes we've got to understand that people will do things differently, and it's okay. It's okay. What other fruits are there? Kindness. Doing something kindly for others. Goodness. Faithfulness, being that dependable person. Not letting people down. Gentleness. Self-control. So as we go back to John 15, this call to be fruitful starts with love, but needs to show the fruit of Christ in the way we live, because Christ is abiding in us. So what does that mean? If Christ is abiding in us, well, he's living in us. He should be shaping us. He should be molding us. He should be taking us and making us more like him. Where is Christ in our lives? Where is the evidence of Christ in the way we love, in the way we behave? Where is the evidence of God in our lives? Is it showing? Is it showing through us? Does our behaviours and our attitudes truly show Christ? Or is he hidden deep down? Right in, below where anyone can see any evidence of Christ working through us. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Remain in my love. The passage Judy read and used last week talks about Christ. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear what much fruit? Much fruit. One of the things we're called to be as Christians in the New Testament is salt and light, isn't it? Now, don't overdo salt, it's not good for your blood pressure and all that, just remember that, that's the health warning part of this, but the metaphor breaks down if you get too much into the health warning. But one thing you know is salt in a salt cellar does not flavour food. It looks nice, but it does not flavour food. For the salt to have an effect on food, or whatever it's going to have an effect on, preserving meat or whatever, it's got to be put into the food. In the same way, for Christ to have an impact on our lives that we may bear fruit, he's got to be in us, and he's got to be welcome in us, and he's got to be allowed to work in us. He's got to be allowed to change and transform us. And so, as I start to draw to an end, I want to come back to the very thing that Jesus is asking us to do, is to bear fruit. And it starts off with love each other. There will be other fruit, but love each other. And the question I want to ask, are we seeing fruit in our lives today? Are we seeing the fruit of Christ in who we are? Or is it today that we're going to say, Lord, I need your fruit to start to bring a harvest in who I am. I need to be more loving. I need to be more patient. I need to be more forbearing. I need to be gentler. I want to be more like you, Jesus. So please, Lord, afresh, live in me. Live in me. Let us pray. Lord, live in us. Lord, where you need to move in, we pray, Lord, move in tonight. Lord, where we're struggling, come and be our example. Lord, where we're struggling because we have moved away from you, help us to come back and let you be sovereign in us again, that we will bear fruit, and that we will show your love to those around us. We will show those other fruits of the Spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.